Well, tough game out in Mahomet, but, man, you guys never gave up at all.
Yeah, I think the kids fought pretty hard. I think the attitude going up there was to go give them as much as we could, and I know we had some things go against us early in the game, and the kids just kept fighting, and at one point, you know, we had so few guys on the sideline. I know their coaches were like, you know, put your subs in. I'm like, we don't have any subs. This is what we got. So the kids knew they had to back up against the wall, and they fought hard.
Yeah, and you know what? One area where I felt you guys really, really excelled at, maybe you saw it a little bit differently than I did, but special teams was fantastic. You guys had some big runoffs, even got the onside kick there at one point. The special teams seemed to be working well for you.
Yeah, that's something that you know, we kind of put some emphasis in the last couple of weeks, was just you know, work on our timing, work on our fielding. And we do a special team circuit every day at the beginning of practice. So, but it was just a matter of those guys focusing in on what we wanted to get done. And Clark Ware does a great job back there, and we put Seth Hughes back there, you know, this week. So those guys really find a seam, and they hit it, and they really understand what we're trying to get done back there. And so kudos to all the coaches that put in the time and the effort for that, and kudos to those guys out there executing.
Taking a look at your game against Mahomet, if you just take away the score, I feel, and maybe not, but I feel like you guys played better as a team against Mahomet than you did in the first week against Mount Vernon. Have you guys seen a big increase in just chemistry and how well you guys are playing as a unit?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, when you go through the season, when you start a bunch of the young guys, you know, they're just getting bigger, faster, stronger, slowly over time, and you know, the game slows down for them a little bit. So I think last, you know, we're starting to see some of those things where, you know, the reads are getting made faster, blocks are getting done faster, you know, guys are getting to their fits a little bit better on a linebacker or whatnot, whatever defensive spot you want to call it. So Mahomet gave us some pretty tough physical matchups. We know they are much bigger than we were, and they were even missing a couple guys on defense. So, but you know, guys keep getting better at the game of football, and we got to keep coaching them up, and we're not going to give up with Lincoln or with Bethalto coming up.
And talk about Lincoln a little bit. You guys have a big matchup against them as well, your last road game of the season. What are you looking for from Lincoln this week?
Well, it's like Charleston game where, you know, their record might be a little deceiving. They're 3-4, but with the offense they run and the personnel they have running it, they've got really good sides up front. And they have a couple running backs that are extremely fast, extremely quick. And probably the biggest thing is the misdirection. When you watch them on film, when you watch them on TV, Tommy TV, we're on the Friday Night Rivals again this week. You're going to see them do all kinds of weird motions in the backfield. And our guys have got to be really locked in, you know, with their eyes and trust what they're seeing and not chase the ball and not play hero ball. And that's always been tough against Lincoln, just by the way their offense is. Defensively, they've got some guys up front that will give us fits. They've got a young man that's about 6 foot, 320, that really moves okay for a kid his size, and he's going to give us problems, you know, getting him moved in double teams. And then they do a nice job with their inside linebackers, being aggressive. So, again, we've got a pretty good challenge ahead of us.
All right. So looking forward then, and then you guys have one more home game against Civic Memorial at the end of the year as well. But you're a coach who only focuses one game ahead, correct?
As far as game planning, yes. You know, you call me right now, you know, the game plan is in for Lincoln, and there's not much film, any much we can do right now. So I'm sitting here watching some Bethalto film.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a feel, just some early thoughts on what we can attack and what, you know, what they do poorly and how we can advance that. So, and I'm sure they're probably doing the same thing. So we won't start game planning for them, but just give me some early thoughts on how we can attack them before we get into Lincoln.
All right, sounds good. Well, appreciate talking to you, Coach.
Appreciate it.